I told you so. I told everybody so. I tried to say it so that anybody within the sound of my voice that would hear me would understand and heed warning that what was gonna happen tonight. You know, to be prepared for it. And it happened. It certainly happened. Not only did I call for Roman Reigns to win the match, but I did say, even leading up to the show, might have been, I don't know if it was on my news and rumors a week back, but I remember, talking about some Chamber news at some point, and I even said watch, to make Roman look even stronger, they'll have Braun Strowman eliminate every man in that chamber. Just to feed him to Roman Reigns at the end. And if any of you guys listen to me on a regular basis, and you listen to the words that come out of my mouth, you guys know exactly what I'm talking about. And unfortunately, tonight, everything that I predicted as far as the main event goes, everything that I said, everything that I tried to tell anybody that would listen to me, indeed happened. We are stuck with the inevitable impending doom at WrestleMania 34 with Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar for the WWE Championship. Or Universal Championship, sorry. And we all know that Brock is just keeping that title warm for Roman Reigns. We honestly already knew that Brock was keeping that title warm for Roman Reigns the very night that Lesnar won the title from Goldberg at WrestleMania 33. One year later, what's gonna happen? Roman is taking it from Brock. Everybody said leading up to this, oh, you know, Roman Reigns could be replaced because of this whole steroid scandal, blah, 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 blah. That's why I didn't even do a news or rumors report on it, to be honest with you. Because I said this so many times leading up to this that there is nothing, I don't care what it is, there is nothing that will change Vince McMahon's mind to put Roman Reigns in the main event against Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania 34. I said nothing would change his mind. It doesn't matter what it is. And did it change Vince's mind? Fuck no, it didn't. It didn't change his mind at all. After what we just saw tonight. Did it change his mind? No. We still get the impending doom with Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns at WrestleMania 34 in this. Believe me, I can tell you, I know a lot of people are saying the matches were good, the matches were good. Yes, I can give you that much. But it's all the stories and it's all that they do it for. Like even Braun Strowman to make him look good. Did they do it for Strowman in part? Yeah. But mostly it was done for Roman to make him look like the bigger man in the end. I'll get into all this. Before I get any further into this, I'm going to take you guys into the introduction of the show with the man himself, Mr. EC3, Ethan Carter III. He's gonna bring us on in here, and we'll hear from him, the newest NXT signee, and then we're gonna get on into the 2018 Elimination Chamber review and results, because that's what we're here for. And I'm gonna make this as quick as possible for you guys, because I know it's late with me getting on here, but hey, the show ended late. Raw Talk ended really late. You know, they had a lot of content, because yes, I did watch Raw Talk. I'm like, I'm not gonna jump on the air and not watch Raw Talk. But anyway, let's move on to EC3. We're gonna hear from him, and then I will, get right back with you guys in just a few seconds, and I'll do some self-promotion for the channel and all that good stuff, and then we will get into Elimination Chamber review and results. But first, here's EC3, everybody, and we're going to hear from him. Newest NXT signee, EC3, Elimination Chamber review results coming up next, and talk to you guys in a little bit. Don't go away.
Hello, this is EC3 of TNA Wrestling, and you are so very fortunate because you are watching Beyond the Ring with Big T.
All right, there you guys have it. We just heard from EC3 right there, doing the intro the only way he knows how here. Thank you very much, EC3, for that awesome intro. All the best of luck to you in NXT, my friend. All right, guys, moving on here. Part of me still says, wow. And, so many people thought, oh, this couldn't go down this way. And sure enough, it did. I'm still even thinking, how could some people think that Roman Reigns was not going to get that treatment tonight? It's been staring you in the face for years. But let's keep going on here. Alright, there's Pretty, and Pretty was my furry little family member, my little girl, and her life was taken due to a careless veterinarian's negligence, and that veterinarian is Dr. Joseph Dulles of the Pet Hospital Willoughby in Lake County, Ohio. So, if you guys can, get on here, share that hashtag Justice for Pretty, get it trending. It's a really important hashtag. Yes, it's about standing up for Pretty, but it's also about making sure that laws are put in place in the United States where people like us, we could stand up for every little family members and talk for them because they can't talk for themselves. So we could be their voice. Again, hashtag Justice for Pretty, get it trending on your social media, whatever you gotta do, share it all around and, spread the word. Hashtag Justice for Pretty. Thank you guys very much. Alright. So, moving on from that, I got one more exciting thing for you guys here. Let me just find it. Let's see. Alright, so for those of you that might be familiar with the podcast, by the way, I gotta do an introduction for this podcast, by the way, too, in my own words after this, but if you're familiar with my other podcast besides the Beyond the Ring with Big T Wrestling podcast, got another podcast here, Wrestling Road Stories, with Mr. Bill Otten. Bill Otten is a professional wrestling photographer that has been doing the photography for 38 years. He's truly one of the best in the business. He's at the top of his game and one of the best to ever shoot professional wrestling pictures. And he's had travels from, all around the whole country here over his 38 years and has plenty of stories to tell. And that's exactly why we came up with Wrestling Road Stories. So, it's for old school fans and new school fans, honestly, because Bill talks about some old school tales and he also tells us some present day information about his travels from, today, the present. So lots of good stuff. Wrestling Road Stories, as you see, Beyond the Ring with Big T, my podcast name. And then Wrestling World Stories, the name of the show, and then my picture, Mr. Bill Otten's picture. Whenever you see that picture on a video thumbnail, that's a new Wrestling World Stories podcast. So I hope you guys will check that out. We should be firing that up again within the next 3 weeks or so. Can't wait to get that going again. That's truly one of the funnest shows that I do here on the channel Wrestling World Stories. Check it out. All right, guys, and then as far as for the channel itself, make sure you leave your likes, leave your comments, hit that subscribe button. Like I always say, if you're watching right now and you're not subscribed, subscribe right now. It's absolutely free. What are you waiting for? You'll be doing yourself a favor subscribing to the number one wrestling talk channel here on the internet today. And also, for those of you that are already subscribed, if you're watching, share this video all over your social media, you know, favorite it in your YouTube list, tell everybody you know that likes wrestling, and come check out Beyond the Ring with Big T, you know, because word of mouth is the best way to do it here. We already know that this is the best place for all of your professional wrestling needs, but with all you guys' help in getting the subscribers in, together we can make it the biggest. So hope you guys will share this around, tell everybody you know about it, get them to come in and subscribe. We're getting close to the 400 subscriber mark. So let's keep that going. Hopefully we can make it before WrestleMania 34. That would be awesome. And what else do we got here? Oh, my links for my audio podcast on iTunes and Podomatic. Links are down below. Subscribe to the audio podcast. Leave a 5-star rating. It greatly helps it out. And a brand new episode will download to your device of choice whenever a new episode is uploaded. Just like the Elimination Chamber preview and predictions episode 91. It got uploaded. So whoever subscribed to the podcast, it got downloaded to your devices. Hopefully you checked that out before Elimination Chamber. But it's great stuff, so make sure you subscribe to that. All the links are down below that you need. All the links to my Wrestling World Stories episodes are down below. All my links to my Elimination Chamber preview predictions, Raw reviews, SmackDown review, NXT reviews. Everything's down below that you need. Link to my website, which is www.beyondtheringwithbigt.com. And then links to my social media on Facebook. You could like me at Beyond the Ring with Big T. On Twitter, you could follow me at Beyond the Ring PT. And on Instagram, you can follow me at Beyond the Ring with Big T. So there's all your bases covered. And I'd like to welcome everybody here. I'm Big T. And this is episode number 92. Of the Beyond the Ring with Big T Wrestling Podcast for Sunday, February 25th, 2018. And hey, like I said, I got to watch Elimination Chamber and celebrate my birthday. What could be better than that? So, let's see. Let's move on here. Oh, also, like I said, make sure to leave those likes, comments, and subscribe. I'm going to open up the live chat window right now for anybody that would want to chat along here and see what your thoughts are about Elimination Chamber. So let me open that up, and then I'm going to open up the results, and then we're going to get right into this and get the party started. But honestly, with a lot of the matches, it's pretty much going to be a quick go-over, you know, because besides the two chamber matches, there were no other matches that were really worth me to put a lot of time in because they were pretty much throwaway. But, you know, believe me, we'll get into it. Let's see. Kev T even says Elimination Chamber was trash. Lisa's in here. Hey, Lisa. Lisa says, close the terrible pet hospital. We'll be in Lake County, Ohio. Let's see, off owner Joseph Dole's DVM vet tech Scott, office manager Sandra, and other staff members need to be put on the stand in court. I agree. She also puts hashtag justice for pretty, hashtag pet rights, hashtag pets are family, and Faceman's in here sharing hashtag justice for pretty as well. Thank you guys very much for being here tonight. And Faceman Buddha right off the bat, Roman Reigns. Jeez, the pay-per-view ended so flat. Just like the Rousey segment, she is not over in the way they wanted. Oh, believe me, that's what I'm saving most of my time for, is those two topics. So, bear with me, I'll get there. But like I said, guys, welcome to episode number 92 of the Beyond the Ring with Big T Wrestling Podcast for Sunday, February 25th, 2018. And let's get into this. I'm going to pull up these results right now. And I'll tell you, I'll even tell you about the pre-show. How about that? If they have it in here, I hope they do. Alright. Hold on here, I'm opening this up. It's taking its dear old time to load. God, I hate when it does this, but I know usually with pay-per-views, the traffic on the sites are, it takes longer. I know. All right, so here, we'll start off with the kickoff show bullshit. You know, we'll just talk about that and get right into it. All right, as far as the kickoff show, the 2018 WWE Elimination Chamber kickoff pre-show opens live from the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, Nevada, where Renee Young welcomes us, and she is joined by WWE Hall of Famer Booker T, David Otunga, and Peter Rosenberg, or should I say Peter Rosenturd. The panel plugs tonight's show, plus WWE Fastlane and WrestleMania 34 on the WWE Network. Renee sends us backstage to Charlie Caruso, the fucking resident android for Monday Night Raw. Charlie mentions how Paul Heyman is here. She tried to get a word with him after the unannounced arrival, but wasn't able to. Charlie says that she will be digging to find out why Heyman is here tonight. Yeah, she'll be digging, all right. She's digging what? She can't do shit. She doesn't even know how to talk right. Please. She also talks about Ronda Rousey, which was a fucking disaster. In my opinion, I'll tell you some of that later on. And we see a clip from her arrival video that was posted earlier. Charlie promises more to come later and sends us back to the panel. Thank God, get that woman the fuck off my TV. Renee mentions the Raw General Manager Kurt Angle will be out later to answer questions. Fans can submit their questions with the hashtag AskAngle hashtag. And Renee sends us to a promo for the first ever Women's Elimination Chamber match. All right, let's see what the fuck else we got here. Oh, Paige ends up on the kickoff show panel. I remember this now. Renee goes over the women's chamber rules and Paige joins the panel. Paige admits she is upset about missing the chamber match, but she has faith that Absolution's Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville will come out on top. Yeah, they're only going to come out on top in one way. It's definitely not going to be in the chamber, if you get my drift. Renee asks about Ronda Rousey joining WWE, and Paige says that she loves it, and she also wonders if Rousey can handle the load, because UFC fighters compete just a few times per year. Paige welcomes Rousey, and Renee sends us backstage to Mike Rome with Sasha Banks and Bayley. Bayley mentions how she wants the match to come down to she and Sasha, so she can win and go on to WrestleMania. Sasha obviously does not agree. And then fucking Mickey James ends up appearing and predicting that the chamber will be the end of the Banks-Bayley friendship tonight. They're just fucking planting the seeds, and then they don't even give you the fucking right results in the end of the chamber. Don't worry, I'll get into that too. Back from a break, we get an Instagram video from the WWE Intercontinental Champion, The Miz, who's fucking trash. Miz says he will prove to everyone that he is the number one superstar, as he puts the Intercontinental title where it belongs, the main event of WrestleMania. Yeah, Miz, only place you're putting the Intercontinental title is in the fucking trash can, just like Alundra Blaze did with the Women's Championship when she went to WCW. That's what you're doing, Miz. You're a fucking joke. Then we go back to the panel, but we're interrupted by a backstage video with Matt Hardy. Matt talks about Sister Abigail and says he cannot allow her essence to spread any longer. The glass breaks and we jump to a different background for Matt, and he He goes on and says he will delete Bray Wyatt tonight. Then we go back to the panel and a video package looking at Asuka's dominance and tonight's match against Nia Jax. We go back to the panel for predictions. Booker predicts Asuka will have a hard night. Rosenberg can't picture either outcome and says that it's the best kind of match. Otunga believes that Nia Jax will end the streak tonight. Give me a fucking break. Otunga's a fucking jerk. Renee, Booker, and Otunga all go with Nia Jax, but Rosenberg picks Asuka to win. It goes to show you how fucking stupid everybody in the WWE is. Oh yeah, we think Nia Jax is gonna win. Give me a fucking break. The panel discusses the gauntlet match from Raw and tonight's men's chamber match. We go backstage to Charlie Caruso again with fucking Seth Rollins. So we get blessed with Charlie Caruso's presence twice. Isn't that wonderful? We get to hear her fucking, just soulless voice come across our TVs. Faceman says Rosenberg is horrible, like Sam Roberts. They are both creeps. Couldn't agree more, man. Preach it, Faceman, because that's the truth. So, Charlie and Seth Rollins. Rollins talks about, Monday and says all that matters is tonight. Rollins goes on and mentions facing WWE Universal Champion Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania 34, and he says he is going to do his best. And then, why they're hyping this match, I have no fucking idea. I couldn't get hyped for this match if I had the most exciting day of my fucking life. It just would never happen. We get hyped for the Titus Worldwide versus Raw Tag Team Champions, The Bar, next. Rosenberg goes with Titus Worldwide and Otunga agrees. These fucking people are retards! Oh my god. Booker goes with The Bar, thank god, and Renee agrees. Kurt Angle joins the panel from a stream backstage. Angle is asked about Jason Jordan. And Angle said that Jason Jordan's surgery went well and he should be back right after WrestleMania. Angle believes that Jordan will be back better than ever. Angle is asked about who he thinks will win tonight's Elimination Chamber matches. And Angle says, oh, that's a tough one. He says Braun Strowman has a good chance and also gives a nod to Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins. Angle says also to never count out John Cena, who Angle believes is the greatest of all time, and Angle believes Alexa Bliss has a good shot at retaining the title tonight, and Angle gives props to the other competitors, but goes with Alexa Bliss. Angle takes a few more questions, and that's it, and Renee sends us to the ring. So what do you think we get for fucking pre-show action? We get Luke Gallows and Karl Anderson versus Bo Dallas and Curtis Axel. Do any of you give a fuck? No. I don't give a fuck either, because what do you think happened here? Anderson and Gallows hit the magic killer on Bo Dallas for the win. After about maybe a 6 to 8 minute match, Luke Gallows, Karl Anderson beat the fucking Miztourage. Too bad Curtis Axel's fucking goofy haircut didn't get knocked off his fucking head. But Luke Gallows and Karl Anderson beat the Miztourage, get the win tonight. After the match, Anderson and Gallows celebrate after the match, but we go right to Mike Rome with the Revival backstage. What the fuck do the Revival have to do with this, for God's sakes? I mean, the Revival? Really? The Revival. Scott Dawson says all four of them had potential, but that's not his tag team wrestling. That was a mockery. Dash Wilder chimes in and agrees, but we go back to Gallows and Anderson celebrating up the ramp. Great, the Revival versus Gallows and Anderson again, probably? I'm fucking sure of it. We go back to the panel for more hype on tonight's show and on the WWE Network. Booker predicts Rousey's contract signing will be the big moment of the night. The moment we've all been waiting for, the shucky, ducky, quack, quack moment. What the fuck? We get more hype from the panel and a Road to WrestleMania 34 video package. Back to the panel, and Paul Heyman has joined the pre-show panel. Renee asks Heyman who he has his eye on in the chamber tonight. Heyman says he has his eye on everyone as facing, everyone is facing his client at WrestleMania is the biggest opportunity of one's career. Heyman says the real chamber main event will happen on Raw tomorrow night because the winner will go face to face in the ring with Brock Lesnar. We see the Elimination Chamber structure being lowered over the ring as Heyman goes on about Lesnar and WrestleMania. So that's it for kickoff. Then, of course, we get the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view opening with the video package. They start us off nice. You know, hey, we're live from T-Mobile Arena, Las Vegas. Fucking Michael Cole welcomes us in. He's joined by Corey Graves and Jonathan Coachman. We see the Elimination Chamber structure being locked into place. And then Michael Cole leads us to a video package for the first ever Women's Elimination Chamber match. Which honestly, if you ask me, I thought this match was fucking trash. I really thought this match was fucking trash. Face Man says Otunga is a dweeb, to say the least. Yeah, I agree. His personality's phony. He offers absolutely nothing. I agree, Face Man. I agree 100%. Lisa says, hope your birthday was great. Well, thank you, Lisa. It sure was. I had a great birthday. I couldn't ask for anything better. And I'm so happy that you're here. Even though I did have a great birthday, it feels even better to have you here listening to the show and watching right now. So thank you, Lisa, for being here tonight. All right. Elimination Chamber for the Raw Women's title. Who the fuck cares, honestly? I mean, Mandy Rose, Sasha Banks, Sonya Deville, Bayley, Mickie James, Alexa Bliss. What the fuck you think happens? Mandy Rose is the first one out, Sonya Deville is the second one out, Mickie James fucking hits her, what am I missing here? Mickie James hits her, her senton off the pod, you know, off the Elimination Chamber pod, or whatever the fuck it was. And, yeah, off the pod. And then, you know, everybody's like, oh, Mickey had a great moment. Ooh. Honestly, I could care less. It's a padded fucking floor that you're doing moves on. I don't care. That padded floor is so thick. And then you try to say, oh, man, that's gotta feel just horrible on the outside of the ring. It's a padded fucking floor. My God. The days of when it used to be steel. Now we get fucking padding. Give me a break. So Mickey's got that one move with her fucking, like, seating senton off the top of the pod. Then, meanwhile, Mickey gets eliminated, you know, by Bayley. Alright. So, you got three women out of the fucking match before Alexa Bliss is even let out of her pod. It's down to Sasha and Bayley with Alexa still in her fucking pod for about a minute. Are you fucking kidding me? That was the first thing right there. I'm like, oh, wow, they just really know how to fucking go through this. All the women that were meaningless. And it's funny because I told you guys, women that don't have a place in that match is fucking Mandy Rose, Sonya Deville, and Mickie James. I'm like, those three women should not even be close to this fucking chamber. And what are they? They're the first three eliminated. Really goes to show you. See, who's right there? Who was right about that? Let's see. This guy right here. I mean, in the end, you know, you saw Sasha fucking, you know, getting into it with Bayley, you know, kicking her off the pod, you know, when they were both going after Alexa. Meanwhile, Alexa was a fucking chicken shit, you know, locking herself in her pod, you know, running away, climbing the fucking cage away from Sasha and Bayley, just being a total fucking coward. And this is the woman that's supposed to be a champion that talks a big fucking game. She is a fucking coward. And it's a joke. I mean, in the end, what the fuck do you think happens here? Which, I mean, this really pissed me off. Let's see. Faceman says, happy belated birthday, brother. Thank you, Faceman. Lisa says, always my pleasure. You are awesome. You are awesome, too, Lisa. You're definitely a great fan. And I just appreciate you being here for each and every one of the shows that I've ever done. Thank you. I'm looking here for the end of this match. So, right here, fucking Bayley nails a super Bayley to belly on Sasha, right? Alexa Bliss comes in, fucking rolls Bayley up from behind, steals a pin, Bayley's eliminated. Then you got Sasha and, you know, Alexa going at it, fucking, you know, tooth and nail back to back here. Alexa rams Sasha back into the turnbuckles and finally breaks free. And then Sasha drops Alexa in the corner. Sasha's climbing up as fans chant, this is awesome now. Alexa comes from behind and shoves Sasha face first into a pod. And then Alexa brings Sasha to the mat from the top rope with a big DDT and covers Sasha for the pin. Alexa Bliss retains and she's going to WrestleMania 34. Why the fuck should I care? The best female wrestler in that company, the best woman wrestler in that entire company that has worked her ass off and never has anything to show for it is Sasha Banks. She goes fucking 55 minutes in the Raw, or the Royal Rumble, the Women's Royal Rumble. 55 minutes. She makes it down to the last two in the first ever Women's Elimination Chamber match. But yet you can't give her anything? There's a big fucking problem here. I'm tired of Sasha getting snubbed all the time. This isn't right. And not only that, what's even worse is they fucking passed on having Sasha Banks versus Bayley when you could have had Asuka go to SmackDown and face Charlotte. And you could have Sasha and Bayley on the Raw side with Sasha turning heel in the chamber tonight after Bayley won the fucking championship. But no, let's keep it on fucking Alexa Bliss that has done nothing with this championship. She's been as stale as fucking bread that's been molding in your pantry for a month. I'm over. I don't know how the fuck people can want this woman to retain. She doesn't fucking defend her title since TLC, which was over 4 months ago. But she's still women's champion, right? Oh yeah, Alexa's so great as women's champion. She's so fucking great. And then she fucking wins tonight, and she acts like she's fucking some hotshot, big shot, show-off bitch when she's done nothing but be a fucking coward throughout the whole match. I don't give a fuck. You know what? I really don't. After the match, Alexa takes her title and has her arm raised as her music hits. We go to replays. Renee Young enters the ring for comments from Alexa. Alexa says the win means everything to her. Fans chant, you deserve it. I'm like, give me a fucking break. You know, what's wrong with these people? You deserve it. After Alexa gets emotional, Alexa thanks them and says, this win isn't just about her, it's about every little girl and woman watching that has ever dreamed big. Yeah, it's funny how Alexa's talking about, you know, how she did this inspiring win when all she did was fucking run away from Bayley and Sasha in the chamber structure and take fucking cheap ways out the whole time. Yeah, you're real inspirational, Alexa. Get the fuck out of here. Please. Alexa says, this just proves you can be anything you want to be. Yeah, in your eyes, Alexa, you're a fucking coward. That's what all these women can be, right? Fucking cowards, just like you. Oh, my God. Dare to dream and dream big, Alexa says. Alexa turns and says the reality is that none of the people watching will ever achieve their dreams. Then Alexa goes on to say that she proved there is no one better than her. And then Alexa says the odds were clearly stacked against her, but she won. Alexa goes on and says she proved that there is just one true goddess in the WWE, and she raises the title again as her music hits. Alexa, I don't know what the fuck you're smoking, honey, but you ain't no goddess. If you're talking about a goddess in the WWE, there's only one, and that's Stephanie McMahon. Take a look at Stephanie out in the ring tonight. That's the one true goddess in the fucking WWE, not you. Give me a fucking break, goddess. Yeah, right. That whole thing just fucking pissed me off. Sasha gets snubbed again. Who fucking cares? First time ever. How about this? Kiss my ass. How about that for a first time ever? Back from a promo, we see Raw General Manager Kurt Angle entering Ronda Rousey's locker room in the back. Like, you can't see what's going to happen when he's doing that. Like, oh, I wonder what's going to happen. Kurt's going to talk to Ronda. They're going to set this up. It'll be Kurt Angle and Ronda Rousey versus Triple H and Stephanie McMahon at WrestleMania 34. That popped in my head before the whole fucking segment even went down. All I needed was to see Angle go into Ronda's dressing room, and I knew. That's it. Then we get a backstage Twitter video from Braun Strowman with comments on tonight's main event and Brock Lesnar. Who gives a fuck? Honestly. Braun, we know you're not winning, and surely did you? No. Raw Tag Team title match, how about a fucking waste? Titus Worldwide versus Sheamus and Cesaro. We got fucking Titus catering along with Miss Piggy Dana Brooke looking more disgusting than ever. God, she's fucking just, ugh. She's enough to make you dry heave when she walks out to the ring. Good God. Get her the fuck out of here. Lisa says Alexa can take a back seat. I agree. No doubt about that. I just hope to God Alexa loses that title come WrestleMania, please. See some, what the fuck? Okay, here. Raw Tag Team Champions, Sheamus and Cesaro next. I don't even need to read this match to you because it's pointless, okay? It's really fucking pointless. You guys all know who won. I don't even have to tell you. I'll tell you anyway who won. This is what happened. Cesaro tags in, takes Apollo's knee out, the bar hits the double team move, and Cesaro, the double team white noise, and Cesaro covers for the win. 1, 2, 3. Your winners and still tag team champions, Sheamus and Cesaro the bar. What a fucking waste that was, wasn't it? What a fucking waste. Yeah, let's have that match. Titus Worldwide for the tag titles, everybody. Yeah, that'll get over big. After the match, Sheamus and Cesaro stand tall with the titles as we get replays. Apollo's down on the mat while Titus O'Neil is down on the floor recovering. How about this? Titus O'Neil's probably down on the floor thinking about what kind of fucking desserts he's got to pump out in catering tonight. Then Sheamus and Cesaro leave with the titles in the air. Who gives a fuck? Then they air the trailer for the upcoming HBO sports documentary on WWE Hall of Famer Andre the Giant, premiering April 10th. Then the announcers discuss the next match. We cut backstage and we see one of Asuka's masks laying on the ground. And then King Kong's fucking boot comes out of nowhere and stomps on it. And of course the camera reveals Nia Jax. Then we get a video on the fucking match. Who cares? Asuka versus Nia Jax. Let's see. We go out to the ring. Out comes fucking Nia Jax. We see more international announce teams in the fucking arena. Nia Jax will earn a spot in the Raw Women's title match of WrestleMania 34. She wins this and Asuka's out next. See, now this is what I don't understand. They're saying Raw Women's title match. But can't Asuka pick if she's gonna fucking wrestle for the Raw Women's title and the SmackDown Women's title? I thought that's how this was gonna go. Please don't tell me Asuka versus Alexa is what's on the horizon. I want Alexa or Asuka to go to fucking SmackDown and beat the living fuck out of Charlotte. That's what I want to see. I want to see Charlotte finally fucking dethroned, choked out, victimized by Asuka. Because that's what needs to happen. And Sasha Banks and Bayley should be the match for Raw, for the women. God, did they fuck up tonight. Good Lord, did they fuck up. Asuka versus Nia Jax. Honestly, I could give two fucks about this match. I could care less about Nia Jax when she's in the ring. I don't care about her one fucking bit. She doesn't interest me. All I was thinking, Asuka better win the match. I don't give a fuck how she does it as long as she wins. So, you know, you got Nia Jax fucking acknowledging the WrestleMania 34 sign and goes to put Asuka away. She's all cocky. Yeah, I'm gonna fucking beat Asuka. I'm the one that's gonna beat her finally. Ooh, I'm so big and bad. But Asuka counters Nia Jax and rolls her up. 1, 2, 3. Beautiful. Nia Jax is fucking history. She's not in the WrestleMania main event or in the women's match. Thank God. Asuka moves on, and I couldn't be happier after that. Because Nia Jax does not deserve the position that she's in. At all. After the match, Asuka's music hits as we see Alexa Bliss watching backstage. Asuka stands tall and has her arm raised. But Nia Jax drops Asuka from behind because she's a fucking coward too. She must be learning from Alexa Bliss real good here on how to be a fucking coward. Nia tosses Asuka to the floor and follows follows. Asuka fights back. But Asuka catches a kick and, she rams her back into the apron. Nia does. And then Nia charges and blasts Asuka through the barricade of ringside where the timekeepers are as it breaks. Then Nia Jax fucking stands tall over Asuka now like she's proud of herself. Yeah, like we've never seen that done before. And second of all, Nia, you should be able to knock that fucking wall down. Wow. Then Nia marches to the back while Asuka's still laid out in the debris. They're trying to make a big scene of this, which it doesn't mean jack fucking shit. Then we see Alexa Bliss backstage watching again. Alexa Bliss thinks she's like fucking up here. Yeah, like she's fucking Miss Big Shit when she ain't nothing. She thinks she's so fucking big and bad and tough. She ain't jack shit. Where the fuck was my spot? Hold on. I gotta find this now. Alright, here we go. Fucking Alexa watching backstage again. And now she's happy because fucking her best friend King Kong just put Asuka through the fucking barricade. That's why she's happy now. And because she's a fucking coward that she knows that Asuka's not 100%. So right away, oh my God, someone beat the crap out of my opponent. Now I'm going to act all tough. Fucking ridiculous. Renee approaches Alexa for comments. And Alexa says it looks like she will be facing Asuka at WrestleMania. Alexa knows Nia is disappointed in the outcome of the match, but Alexa is not disappointed in what happened after the match. Yeah, of course, because you had someone do your dirty work for you, you dumb bitch! And then Alexa says we're 6 weeks away from WrestleMania and no one is ready for her. Yeah, you know what, Alexa? Everyone's ready for you because anybody can fucking beat you! She had problems with Mickey James! Who's irrelevant! And she thinks she's gonna beat Asuka! Please! Who scripts this shit? This is so stupid. She sounds like a fucking retard. No one is ready for her. Give me a fucking break. We go back to the ring and see Asuka being helped away. Oh yeah, cause Nia's attack was just that devastating. We get replays from the match. Now Asuka's music resumes as we, see Asuka being helped to the back. Don't even play off a fucking injury angle with this, please. That's number one. Number two, Alexa versus fucking, Asuka's a fucking joke. And what happened with Asuka being able to choose? I want to know this. Asuka should be able to choose if she wants to face Charlotte on SmackDown, which I hope happens because I want Charlotte to get fucking destroyed. Or if she wants to face Alexa. They better rectify this on Raw tomorrow night. Lisa says, Asuka, and she puts a thumbs up emoji. And then for Nia Jax, she gives two thumbs down. I like that, because Asuka's great. Lisa's on the right page here. And then for the fucking third time tonight, what did we do to fucking deserve this punishment? We get the fucking android, Charlie Caruso, for the fucking third time, is backstage with Roman Reigns, who gets a very mixed reaction from fans watching on the big screen in the arena. Reigns doesn't care about what Paul Heyman has to say about Brock Lesnar defeating the Chamber winner at WrestleMania. Reigns knocks Heyman and says that Heyman is the opposite. Reigns knocks Heyman and says that Reigns is the opposite. He goes out and does everything he says he will. Reigns says he will win the Chamber tonight. And spoiler alert, he will go on to WrestleMania 34 to defeat Brock for the WWE Universal title. Roman, you make it sound like you're so fucking smart. We've known this for over a year. In December of 2016, the rumors went around that Vince McMahon wants to place you in a match with Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania 34 in fucking 2018. Yeah, like, we don't see this coming, though. Yeah, we don't see it coming. Just, please, Roman, educate us. Like, we don't know you're gonna fucking win. You see how this shit just pisses me off? Like, it really does. You know, I could have a good time watching it as a fan, you know, and, you know, just cut back and relax. But when I really gotta think and get my ideas going and my juices brewing, and I have to think from a business standpoint, how fucked up are these people? Wow. Michael Cole leads us to a video package for the next match. To be honest with you, the next match I really didn't give a fuck about. You know? Bray Wyatt versus Broken Matt Hardy. Or should I say, Woken Matt Hardy. Now, I love the idea of Woken Matt Hardy, you know, with this broken type gimmick being back. And Matt Hardy was so over when it first debuted, but now? It's like nobody gives a fuck anymore. Barely anybody's doing the delete. You know, nobody's really getting into it. And that's because WWE just took something that fans wanted to see and deemed it important. And WWE just took it and shit all over it. And now, the fans don't give a fuck already. And it's sad. It's sad to see such a brilliant character like Matt Hardy just being relegated, you know, to this point that he is right now. And, it's just, it's the most disappointing fucking thing, guys. It really is. I mean, I don't know if you guys see where I'm coming from on this, if you guys understand, you know, fully where I'm coming from on this, but, I hope that you guys do. I really do hope, because I mean, I wanted Matt Hardy to succeed too. I really wanted Matt Hardy to succeed, and then, what did we get? We got nothing. We got nothing from him so far. I mean, it's just... I just don't know what the fuck to even say about this. I mean, I will say one thing about Matt Hardy, you know. The sad thing is, Matt Hardy's not over anymore. We are to a point where, when fans blow up a beach ball in the crowd, that a beach ball is more over and gets more excitement than Woken Matt Hardy. We are to the point where Rusev Day, which I love Rusev Day, but Rusev Day gets more excitement than Woken Matt Hardy. Now here's the question. Did WWE, you know, just kill the whole Woken gimmick with Matt Hardy that bad? Or is Bray Wyatt just that fucking bad that we really don't care? Because I gotta tell you, Bray Wyatt throughout this rivalry has been fucking horrible. He really has. He's done some of the worst work I think I've ever seen him do. Just his fucking promos and the shit that he says. It's basically like the guy has diarrhea of the mouth. You know, he says the same fucking shit and all he does is lose. He is a fucking loser. He's not the eater of worlds. He's the eater of ass, man. JoJo's fat ass. That's what he does. He eats ass. That's all Bray Wyatt does. And it's sad to say that, but it's true. In the end, what the fuck you think happens here? Wyatt blocks another move, goes for Sister Abigail, but wastes too much time because, you know, I gotta look around at the crowd first and fucking get approval before I can kiss him on the forehead like a fucking idiot and then drop him, right? I gotta look around like, oh, can I do this? Is it okay for me to do this? Fucking ridiculous. Wyatt with the big boot to the face, then Hardy takes the boot and fights back. Matt Hardy comes right back with a kick to the gut and a twist of fate for the pin. Your winner, Matt Hardy. Thank God Matt Hardy beat Bray Wyatt. Thank God. After the match, Hardy stands tall as his music hits and we go to replays and we go to a break. Now here's where I'm gonna have to read the whole thing because this is something that you gotta hear word for word and then I will, I'll give my opinion on it. The whole Ronda Rousey bullshit. The announcers lead us to a video package on Ronda Rousey. We go to the ring for Ronda Rousey's Raw contract signing and out first comes Raw General Manager Kurt Angle. Triple H's music hits next, and out he comes with Raw Commissioner Stephanie McMahon, and there's a table in the ring with Rousey's contract and four microphones. Now, Stephanie gets in the ring and takes a mic. I hope Alexa Bliss is still watching on the fucking TV in the back, so she can see who the true goddess of WWE really is. I hope she's still fucking watching back there so she can take notice at who the true goddess of WWE really is, and Alexa's just a fucking wannabe. Give me a fucking break. You look so I'm a fucking goddess. Ugh. Kiss my ass. So fans chant for Triple H as Stephanie takes the mic. Stephanie starts off by saying the same usual fucking bullshit. What we hear her say about what it has to do with the women's Royal Rumble, the women's Elimination Chamber. She's like, we're all about to be a part of history as we sign one of the top female athletes. Then Triple H gets his turn, right? He talks about how they search the globe looking for the best men and women. Triple H says this might be the one of the biggest ever, and he can't think of one as big since they welcomed another Olympian, Kurt Angle. Triple H goes on about some of Rousey's accomplishments. Fans can give a fuck at this point. You know why? Because Triple H is talking about Ronda Rousey's accomplishments. You know what the fucking crowd in Las Vegas, Nevada's doing? They're giving Triple H the what treatment? Triple H says that Rousey earned the right, and he thinks to call herself the baddest woman on the planet. Triple H then calls on everyone to welcome to WWE Rowdy Ronda Rousey. As he tries to fucking, really emphasize in his voice that this is something big and important. So the music hits and out comes Rousey, all smiles. Hey, maybe she's taking lessons from Bailey. Here, I'll fucking walk down to the ring. I'm the baddest woman on the planet, but let me... I'll fucking smile for you. Give me... Oh, my God, I just... I don't know if people script this shit or if they're just that stupid, but it's little details like that drive me nuts. She should be walking down to the ring looking like a badass with a fucking serious face. Yeah, I'm here. You know what? I want to sign this contract to fucking kick some ass. Let's get down to business. No, let me fucking smile for you. Stephanie asks Ronda to let her be the first to officially welcome her to the WWE. Stephanie says the fans are making it perfectly clear that they want to hear from Ronda, not Stephanie. So Ronda gets on the fucking microphone. She's still smiling and, I mean, it's priceless. She gets on the microphone, she's like, hey guys. Hey guys. What the fuck is that? What the fuck? I mean, come on. I know you guys might be excited about Ronda Rousey, but seriously, just listen to her opening line again. Hi guys. Hi guys! I mean, come on! Ridiculous. Then that's what Rousey says to open her speech. Then she says, she's not often speechless, but to be in the ring with these people, and she pauses. Then, you know, she fumbles over some of her fucking words. And then, Ronda says, oh, it's a real honor. Fans chant her name now. But you know what the whole fucking thing is? It was UFC fighters, like, in the front few rows chant her name. I saw fucking Cain Velasquez there at ringside. They're all trying to chant a Ronda Rousey. Everybody's fucking booing her when she talks. They tried to make it like she's a fan favorite. People have already turned on her. Oh my God, of course, of course the fucking UFC guys in the row are gonna chant Ronda Rousey for her. Of course they will. Rousey says she wouldn't be here at all if it weren't for her hero. The late WWE Hall of Famer Rowdy Roddy Piper. Which that was a nice thing for her to talk about. By the way, Ronda Rousey's fucking horrible on the microphone. She really is. She's bad. She's bad at fucking promos. She's just horrible. She needs a big brush up, big time, on the microphone if she's going to get any better. Better polish her up and polish her up quick. Rousey talks about wanting to make Roddy Piper's family proud. And, the late WWE Hall of Famer Roddy Piper, okay. Yeah, she wants to make Roddy's family proud. She wants to earn respect from the fans in the ring. And Triple H says that, Ronda Rousey didn't want anything special put into this contract. No perks, no special travel, no private cars. And then Ronda Rousey simply says she doesn't want to be treated any differently than anyone else that works there in WWE. Triple H says, all she asked for was an invite to WrestleMania. And not only does Ronda have that, but she will be competing at WrestleMania. Fans pop for that. That was like the biggest pop it got. Otherwise, nobody gave a fuck. But he says, not in a title match, but a match, Triple H says. Yeah, we all know where it's going to be. Then Ronda says she doesn't want to be given a title match. She wants to earn it. You know, just, she sounded fucking horrible. Then Ronda thanks Triple H again. Triple H calls on Stephanie to do the honors and, you know, have Ronda sign the contract. Stephanie presents Ronda with the contract and it's signed. Triple H and Kurt Angle talk things over while Ronda Rousey and Stephanie go over the contract, you know, cause Stephanie wants to enter the pen, get the deal signed, you know, all this and that. Ronda Rousey didn't sign it yet, but, let's see here. You got Triple H and Kurt Angle going over shit. And then Ronda Rousey, you know, she notices, you know, Kurt Angle, you know, just kind of looking at, you know, like he's got this look on his face. He wants to say something. He looks out of sorts. Lisa even says Ronda is terrible on the microphone. That she is. She really is bad on the mic. I think she can be brushed up. I think with some more training and getting more comfortable, I think she might get better on the mic, but right now, you could just tell that she fumbled over words. She just was not ready for this. But, you know, Ronda asks if Kurt wants to say something. Angle says no, he's just in awe of Triple H and Stephanie because they are really brilliant. Angle has listened to them talk about Ronda Rousey since she came back to the WWE, and Angle says they couldn't wait to get Rousey to WWE because they wanted to manipulate her for what happened at WrestleMania 31. Triple H turns to Kurt Angle, stares at him, and he looks so fucking pissed. And Angle says they want to put their thumb on Rousey and keep her down. 3 years in the making and now we own the bitch, Angle alleges Triple H said. And Triple H, you know, right now is in fucking panic mode. You know, he's in panic mode. Triple H then hushes Angle up. You know, he shuts him the fuck up. And then Triple H says, tonight is not about him. It's not about Stephanie. It's not about Angle. He says, it's about you, Ronda. It's about making dreams come true and Ronda Rousey wanting to become a WWE superstar and it's not about any of them. Triple H says Angle is not feeling well and he is having a relapse after being in the hospital with the flu this weekend. Triple H tells Stephanie to wrap the contract up while he gets Angle out of the ring and to the doctor. Stephanie admits they have been talking about her about Ronda Rousey since WrestleMania 31 and how she did embarrass them, but they want, you know, she also impressed them that they want her to be a part of the WWE now. Stephanie is ready to finalize the deal. and make Ronda WWE superstar. Angle speaks from the stage now, gets on the microphone again, and says, hey, it's like, hey, Stephanie, you know, didn't you call Ronda a has-been backstage saying that you could even take Ronda one-on-one? Triple H then hurries Angle to the back. You know, he's just fucking pissed at this point. Then Ronda Rousey, she's staring Stephanie down and backs her up against the ropes. You know, Stephanie's fucking freaking out. You know, of course, like, we didn't know this was going to happen. Triple H comes back to the ring and gets between both of them, backing Ronda Rousey off. Ronda Rousey then backs up and gets in Triple H's face, you know, staring at him. Ronda watches Triple H, you know, get Stephanie to leave the ring. Triple H is walking back over, but Ronda Rousey scoops up Triple H and slams him through the table that they had set up for the contract signing. Fans pop for Ronda Rousey as she stands over Triple H. Stephanie comes over and slaps Rousey in the face. Stephanie berates Rousey now, asking, who do you think you are, Ronda? And fans do the you fucked up chant now. And then Ronda Rousey's just staring at Stephanie, causing her to run out of the ring. Ronda signs the contract, tosses it on to Triple H, who is still down in the debris. Ronda then leaves the ring as her music hits. Then, you know, Ronda Rousey's just marching up the rampway as Stephanie McMahon is checking on her husband, Triple H. And Ronda looks back and keeps walking to the back as we go to replays. Triple H slowly gets to his feet and tosses a piece of the table as Stephanie helps him leave the ring. And, I mean, it was alright, but it was very predictable. Like I said, as soon as Angle walked into Ronda Rousey's fucking dressing room on the pre-show, I already knew. I'm like, well, they're not getting The Rock. I'm like, they're not getting The Rock, so it's obviously going to be, it's gonna be Kurt Angle that'll be Ronda Rousey's partner. So, there you go. What do we got here? We got the main event left. A 7-man elimination chamber match. The winner gets a shot at the Universal title at WrestleMania 34 against Brock Lesnar. Elias, John Cena, Seth Rollins, Finn Balor, Roman Reigns, The Miz, and Braun Strowman. We get a video package for it. You know, JoJo does the fucking announcements. Meanwhile, she's probably, you know, rubbing herself, thinking about Bray Wyatt since he was just out there facing Matt Hardy about an hour before this. Elias is in the chamber. Fans cheers. He starts playing his guitar. Elias talks about how he's going to win tonight, go to WrestleMania. Then he starts talking shit about Las Vegas, you know, for the heel. He talks about the strategy he has at entering the match last tonight. He goes on with the heel act before beginning his latest song. And then, of course, the music interrupts. Out comes Braun Strowman. Elias immediately enters the pod like a pussy. And, you know, there you go. The next thing you know, after Strowman, Cena's on next. Then Roman Reigns is on next. And then, The Miz is on next. Then Seth Rollins and Finn Balor. So The Miz, Seth Rollins, and Finn Balor started, you know, your thing out in a triple threat, sort of way. Then, you know, after we got all this, the first man released from a pod is John Cena. Then, you know, let's see what we got next here. Next man in is Roman Reigns, who comes in. Then next thing you know, where the fuck is the next one? Trying to see here. Where did I miss? Who comes in next? Small drop, right? That's when Reigns comes in. Can't see where did they even put in here who the next guy out is. Maybe they didn't. You know, Cena and Rollins had their good back and forth moment in this match. You know, of course, continuing from Monday night on Raw, which I don't know if they're going to do anything with Cena and Rollins, you know, or not, but that's to be seen. Then we had Strowman out after Roman Reigns. And then we had Elias out last. Now here's the whole thing here. I gotta find the eliminations. The eliminations is the next thing that I need to find. Elias for the pin, alright. So we all started this thing off before Elias even got into the match. You know, Braun, Strowman scoops Miz up, hits the running power slam. Miz is eliminated. And next thing you know, Elias is, you know, in. Then, you know, when he sees Strowman standing, he fucking locks himself in his pod too. You know, he's gotta be a total fucking coward. Then, what else did they do? You know, when every man was down after Strowman wreaked havoc and all the guys fucking ganged up on him, Elias comes out, he starts pinning everyone in the ring and they all kick out after two. I mean, that was a very predictable thing that they were gonna do there. Braun power slams Reigns at one point in this match, but I don't think he ever gets pin cover on him. He just ends up throwing, you know, getting him with one power slam, which is no surprise. But what does Elias? All right, Elias ends up power bombing Reigns, which is beautiful, out of an electric chair, but Reigns still kicks out after two. Braun Strowman comes from behind, sends Elias into the corner, and Elias tries to get Braun on his shoulders, but can't, and Braun hits a power slam on Elias for the win, and Elias has been eliminated. So Elias right there went out. So Miz and Elias are the first two guys out of this. How ironic. The first man that started the chamber was the first one out, and the last man in was the second one out. And you know, there was one part in this match, you know, where shit kind of got a little crazy. I'm trying to see if this is it over here. They hit there was a lot of finishers that were hit on Braun Strowman. Okay, here we go. Braun turns around to Cena, Reigns, Rollins, and Balor. They all beat Strowman down. Rollins and Balor lift Braun Strowman up while Cena and Reigns slam him for a shield style, you know, the triple shield bomb, except this took four guys. Braun kicks out at two with all four men covering him. Cena then scoops Braun up for an attitude adjustment, nails it perfectly. Braun kicks out at one, sending Cena flying. Reigns hits a spear on Strowman, but he still kicks out right when two's hit, pretty much. Rollins with a big move on Braun, as next he rolls to the steel. Balor goes up top for the coup de grace to Braun on the steel. Cena hits the attitude adjustment to Reigns. Rollins stops the pin, you know, Braun pretty much received a finisher from everyone in the match. I think Rollins nailed his stomp to Strowman. I mean, yeah, he nailed his curb stomp to Strowman. I mean, Strowman got everything in the book. Everything in the book at that time. Then, you know, after Elias is eliminated and we're down to five men, you know, Rollins stops a Braun power slam to Reigns. They all take turns on Strowman now. Cena comes off the top for that crossbody or whatever, but Braun Strowman catches John Cena. Braun power slams Cena and pins him. Cena's been eliminated. Right away, Cena's like all depressed. Ooh, I don't have a road to WrestleMania. Hey, idiot, we know where your road is. You're definitely gonna face The Undertaker. We all know this. So, it's whatever. Let's see, what do we got next? Braun stands tall, and he asks, who wants these hands? Roman walks up to Strowman and gets rocked. Rollins does too. Braun tells Balor to bring it. Braun swings Balor and catches and unloads on Braun. Braun runs into Boots in the corner twice. Balor with some offense going to the top. Braun grabs Balor by the throat, brings him down. Balor blocks a running power slam, and finally, Braun grabs, finally gets Braun off his feet. Balor goes to the back up top and hits a coup de grace to the back of the head of Strowman. Balor covers, but Strowman only, it's a two count again. Balor and Rollins go at it now. They trade overhead kicks. Balor hits a 19-16 for a close two count, then Reigns and Balor going at it, Balor with the sling blade. You know, getting some good action here. Balor goes up top, hits a coup de grace to Reigns. Next thing you know, before Balor could get that cover on Roman Reigns, Braun Strowman comes over and hits a running power slam on Finn Balor. 1-2-3, Finn Balor's been eliminated. Strowman's eliminating everybody in sight. So now we're down to Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, and Braun Strowman, the two Shield brothers against one Braun Strowman. So, you know, of course, they double team Strowman, they attack him, you know, Braun fights back. He pushes them off, you know, they double team. Braun sent him into the wall, the structure twice. Rollins turns and sends Reigns into the steel. Fans popped for that. You know, Rollins nails a buckle bomb, but Reigns immediately responds with the Superman punch. Both members of the Shield are down. Braun sees this and starts getting up, right? He's like, all right, I think I can get one of them. Braun scoops Rollins up for a power slam, but Rollins grabs the chamber wall and starts climbing it. And Braun climbs up as well. Rollins kicks at him. And Reigns comes over and gets Braun on his back. Reigns with a Samoan drop on the steel to Braun, which they can't say on the fucking steel. On the padding. The floor's all padded. Braun rolls back into the ring. Rollins climbs up top of the pod now. Rollins nails a huge frog splash from the top of the pod under Braun Strowman, but Braun Strowman kicks out at two again. Now, before I go any further, earlier in this match when The Miz was still in there and Braun Strowman came in, Strowman laid everybody out, and The Miz, you know, was fucking, you know, running away like a little bitch. And, you know, Miz was even climbing the fucking structure and going on top of a pod. What does Strowman do? He climbed the structure. He got up on top of the pod. He fucking bashed Miz's face into the plexiglass up there over and over again. Then he grabbed him by the throat and he fucking gave him a big time beel off the top of the pod on top of the other four men, the other four men that were waiting down below because, Elias wasn't out yet. So there were a total of six men in the match at that time. But, man, was that pretty crazy. That was nuts. Big spot by Braun Strowman there, causing havoc in the Elimination Chamber, and then just the visual of all the men down in the ring after it happened, and Strowman standing on top of that pod doing his Braun! That made for an incredible visual right there. Let's see. Reigns and Rollins are on each side of Braun Strowman now, but Strowman is fighting them off. Braun with a big drop kick to Reigns. Rollins super kicks Braun in the mouth. And Rollins with another super kick to Braun to bring Strowman down to one knee. Rollins goes for the stomp, but Braun catches him in a running power slam for the pin. Rollins has been eliminated. And I've called it to this point, and nobody wanted to listen to me or believe me. I said Braun Strowman's going to eliminate every man in the fucking match, which he has up until this point. And I said it's going to come down to him and Roman Reigns. This is what unfolded. Braun Strowman and Roman Reigns face off now. Reigns strikes first, but Braun grabs the throat of Roman Reigns and sends him over the top to the steel. Reigns comes back and flies over the top to the steel. Braun charges on the steel, but Reigns moves and Braun goes crashing through the glass of a pod. Reigns then follows up with a Superman punch. First of all, after Braun went through the pod, he fucking stood up right away after going through the glass. Then that leaves Roman Reigns to deliver. Here we go, one of many Superman punches. We get a Superman punch as Braun stumbles back into the ring. Reigns falls, hits another Superman punch, bringing Braun to one knee. The fans are fucking booing Reigns out of the building. Reigns goes for a spear. Strowman blocks it, and Reigns with another fucking Superman punch and a spear. But Braun kicks out. Or no, Braun gets up, he starts getting up right away. And then Reigns just delivers another spear for the pin. 1, 2, 3. Roman Reigns is going to WrestleMania 34, your winner and new number one contender, Roman Reigns. What the fuck did I tell you guys that was going to happen? And then everybody thinks I'm stupid, right? Then after the match, Michael Cole confirms they even had to show the graphic. They had it ready. Roman Reigns versus WWE Universal Champion Brock Lesnar for WrestleMania 34 as we go to the replays. Then Roman Reigns stands tall and looks up at the WrestleMania 34 sign, logo hanging above as his music plays. Braun Strowman comes out from behind and lays out Roman Reigns with a running power slam. Fans chant for more. Braun Strowman stands tall with a thumbs down and fans pop. Braun Strowman then scoops Roman Reigns up for another big power slam in the middle of the ring. And then Braun Strowman takes Roman Reigns to the steel and launches Roman Reigns through the glass of a pod. Roman Reigns is laid out as Braun Strowman yells out and raises his arms. And Braun Strowman's music hits as he exits the chamber and heads to the back. Elimination Chamber goes off of the air with Roman Reigns laid out inside of the pod. And the most fucked up part about all this is, while Reigns is lying in a pod, knocked out, selfless, where you think he needs medical attention, the announcers are showing you, oh, don't forget Raw Talk with Roman Reigns, Stephanie McMahon, and John Cena. I'm like, what the fuck? You really think Roman Reigns is going to make it to Raw Talk? How about this? Just have Stephanie on the whole half hour of Raw Talk. That would be the best. At least we could hear her fucking awesome voice, too. Her great voice and look at her, too. She's great to look at. John says, I'm totally excited to see Borman Lames, most likely main event WrestleMania for the fourth fucking year in a row. So they feed everyone to Strowman just for Superman Reigns to pick up the win. WWE logic there for you. Exactly right, John. Fucking garbage. This is the whole point. I know we focused on Roman Reigns, and yes, they did this to make Roman Reigns look stronger. They're like, oh, well, Braun beat everybody. Then it makes Roman Reigns look that much better when he takes him down. But here's the whole thing. Reigns, Strowman did get the fuck beaten out of him. He really did. And we gotta shift the attention to Braun Strowman. Now, what does this mean for Braun Strowman? Is Braun Strowman affected by this loss? Because let's face it, the WWE made Braun Strowman look better than he has ever had looked in his life. Strowman is at the top of his game. He's looked the strongest he's ever looked throughout this match. And the whole point is that we already knew that Roman was going to win. But for one thing I kind of knew just because they do it for Roman, like they did this just for Roman, you know, so he could beat Strowman. But, you know, Strowman, I think he'll continue to get a good push. I don't think this is the end for him. At least I hope not. John says, not going to lie, that WrestleMania 34 match card looks pretty good. Probably the best since Mania 31. Honestly, John, I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, it's the match card could look good all you want, but here's the problem. If they don't give you good matches, then what's the point? Like, No Mercy, okay? When they laid out, oh, you know, No Mercy, that's two WrestleMania main events, you know, in one show, and they made the big deal about it. No Mercy ended up sucking at the end of the night. That pay-per-view fucking sucked. John says, the funny thing is that they planned this crap over a year ago. Hell, probably even 2 years ago since Mania 32, everything's for Roman. Yeah, that's what it is. Everything's for Roman. And I think they weren't happy until they were going to come up with this result to where they would have Roman Reigns and Lesnar one-on-one again. Because, you know, Vince was pissed off at 31 when he had to call an audible and have Rollins cash in and give the title to Rollins. You know, Vince wasn't happy about that. So this is Vince's big middle finger to all of the fans. That's to say, you know what? You're not getting me this time. There's nothing that's going to save you guys from this. You are getting Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar. And that's, let's see, John says, no, the match card graphic, LOL, the match card is going to be shit. Oh, yeah, the graphic looks sweet. Yeah, the graphic does look good, John. I do like the graphic. But, yeah, the graphic's going to be the only good thing about this show. But I got to tell you, you know, just listen to the reaction at the end of that match. You know, if that doesn't tell you what is, if that doesn't tell you what's wrong with WWE here, then honestly, I don't think there's anything that can tell you what's wrong with WWE, because this is the wrong guy now in the main event for 4 years in a row. Fans are being vocal as fuck. You don't even need a smart mark town to boo this man. Everybody knew when it came down to Reigns and Strowman, they were already booing because they already knew that Roman Reigns was going to win, and they let it be heard once Roman got the victory. They were pissed. They were pissed, and I don't blame them. I really don't blame them. And it's like, it's just terrible. It's really terrible. And you know, the more you think about it, even in a loss, you know, WWE wants all of us to think that Braun Strowman is this monster. You know, they want us to think that he's this monster. And, and the funny thing is, Reigns is going to WrestleMania, not Strowman. Why the fuck are they trying to make us believe that Strowman is this monster when he's not going to WrestleMania and, Roman Reigns is? It doesn't make sense. And, I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know. What do you do from here? Does it slow Strowman's momentum down with the loss? I don't know. I think Strowman will still be alright, but what are you gonna, I think now all signs are pointing to Braun Strowman versus The Miz for the Intercontinental Championship. I don't see anything for, anything else. Anything else possible that Braun Strowman could do at WrestleMania 34. I don't. And it's funny, right when I say it, here comes the message through. John says, I'm hearing rumors saying Strowman is going to face The Miz at WrestleMania for the Intercontinental title. He's like, I want to shoot myself after hearing that. Yeah, I mean, what's that match purpose gonna serve? Nothing. Ooh, Braun Strowman and The Miz. Who gives a fuck? Honestly, Ronda Rousey and Kurt Angle versus Triple H and Stephanie, I don't even care about it. You know why? Because Triple H and Kurt Angle, I don't know how much good back and forth they're gonna have, and Ronda Rousey is gonna beat the living crap out of Stephanie, which I don't even wanna see. That's gonna make me sick to even see that. I wanna see Ronda Rousey beat the fuck out of Charlotte. Not if Stephanie can beat. So that's one thing that's got me pissed off right there. I mean, I know that's gonna be a waste of time. As much as they wanna build it up that it's something special, the match is gonna fucking suck. Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar is gonna fucking suck. There's only two things that's gonna be good at this WrestleMania. AJ Styles, Shinsuke Nakamura, and John Cena versus The Undertaker. Let's see, John says, I think that match already happened on Raw a few weeks ago. It did, but it wasn't for the Intercontinental Championship. And Lisa says, Miz is a little dweeb, piece of shit. He is. Yeah, I agree. Miz definitely is. But those are the only two matches that are going to be good. And why am I saying John Cena versus The Undertaker? Why am I using those words? Because I got to tell you guys, Cena didn't win the chamber just like I told you he wouldn't. And there's nobody else. There's nobody else for John Cena. There's nobody for him to face. There is nobody left, legit nobody left. There's only one guy that Cena's facing, and that's The Undertaker. Bar none, we know it. I think by the way everything happened tonight, this is pretty much confirmation. Unless they're gonna put Seth Rollins and John Cena in a match, but I don't know if they're really gonna go that route. I mean, if you have Cena and Undertaker, but then again, what do you do with Seth Rollins? Is Dean Ambrose going to come back and just be a heel right off the bat? I don't know. You know, Rollins is left out too after having a big marquee match last year at WrestleMania. I don't know. I'm fucking confused here. I'm really fucking confused here. I don't know what to think, but anyway, let's get into this. And then I'll give my reading and I'll let you guys know what I think and I'll tell you about the plans for tomorrow. WWE Raw Talk recap for Sunday, February 25th, 2018. John Cena absolutely distraught. Stephanie McMahon talks, but she's looking sexier than ever. Ronda Rousey and Reigns ready for Lesnar. Well, of course he is. Roman, because you know you're fucking winning. Let's see what we got here. Actually, where the fuck's the notes? All right, here we go. Renee Young and crew will run down all the action from the WWE Elimination Chamber. Who won the chamber matches during spots at WrestleMania? Was Wyatt or Hardy able to out with the other? And we'll find out all this and more after the event concludes. Stephanie McMahon will also join the show to talk about what transpired during the Ronda Rousey contract signing, which that was my favorite part of the whole entire Raw talk. So Renee Young and Peter Rosenberg, or Peter Rosenturd, welcome us to the show and talk about the conclusion of the men's chamber match, including Strowman's destruction and Reigns' win. They touch on the topic of the women's chamber match. Rosenberg wants to see Sasha versus Bayley at WrestleMania. So did I. So did I, Rosenberg. But WWE's gotta fuck everything up, right? I mean, they just gotta fuck it up. Let's see, John says, wait, does Undertaker still have a messed up hip? We don't know, John. I mean, we've heard things that I've heard pretty much all mixed up reports. I've heard reports that have stated Taker has had hip surgery and he's going to give it one more go anyway. And I've heard reports that when Taker went to that orthopedic hospital after WrestleMania 33 that he didn't have the hip replacements. He just had like some kind of surgery done to take pressure off the hips to try to get him to hold up for one more year so he could get through one more run if he wants to do it. So honestly, I don't know what's going on with Taker's hips, if he has new hips or not. Nothing has been out there to neither confirm or deny if he has new hips or the same old hips. I wish I knew. But Rosenberg wants to see Sasha vs. Bayley at WrestleMania. They give props to Alexa Bliss on her win as well. It is noted that Roman Reigns is being helped to the back and his status for the show is unknown. Well, of course he's going to show up because he's the fucking big dog. A very distraught John Cena joins the show, which I knew they were going to do this because I already said they're going to have Cena be distraught. Like, he's not going to WrestleMania, and then he's gonna fucking, he'll end up facing Undertaker, so what's he worried about? But a very distraught John Cena joins the show. Cena almost begins somewhat of a retirement contemplation, but doesn't want to let it go. Mentally or physically. Cena says by no means is he done, but it has been unfortunate to be in the position he's had for the last decade and a half. Cena brings up his hectic schedule at the age of 41 and all his different projects and goals in his life. John Cena says he feels like this may have been his last shot at WrestleMania and recalls his first trip to the show of shows where he didn't even have a match on the card, which was WrestleMania 19. Cena attempts to convince himself that he is still a great competitor and in the best shape of his life. Cena says he may not have an opponent, but he may have a plan. Cena goes on to say that it might have to go outside the typical WWE etiquette to get on the card. I think he's calling out The Undertaker because Cena already knows Taker doesn't have plans, that he pretty much walked away last year. After WrestleMania, and he's going to try to bring him back from the dead, which Taker will rise again. John says Bayley should have won the chamber and Sasha should have turned heel or the other way around. I went for the first way you proposed, John. If you watch my predictions, I did say that Bayley should have won the chamber and Sasha should have turned heel. John goes on to say, Roman the big dog. Ooh, Roman, the best of all time. Roman bury the whole roster. Roman main event WrestleMania for the next 50 years. Ooh-wah! What WWE was probably like. Yeah, what WWE was like after Roman won tonight. I wouldn't be surprised, John. I wouldn't be surprised. Especially good old Vince. I'm sure he was like that. Alright, so after John Cena, they move directly to a somewhat jovial Stephanie McMahon. And she always looks so sexy when she's happy. She also looks sexy when she's angry. How about this? She's just sexy all the time. Renee cuts to the chase and talks about Ronda Rousey putting Triple H through a table earlier in the night, followed by her slapping Ronda Rousey in the face. Stephanie says that Ronda Rousey needs to be managed and also discredits Angle's statements during the segment. Stephanie says there's no validity to Angle's statements and that the GM must apologize on Raw tomorrow night. Stephanie says as their superior, she will manage them and their actions. Stephanie says they will be on Raw tomorrow and hash out everything. When asked how Ronda Rousey fits in, Stephanie says as long as they can smooth out the rough edges and polish her up, she will be an A-plus player in the women's division. And Stephanie says she is proud of the entire division's performance tonight, from the chamber match to Nia Jax and Asuka. So there you go. Let's see. Renee Young and Peter Rosenberg discuss the segment further and talks about how Kurt Angle fit into the fray, and then they talk about how Ronda Rousey wants to be a part of the company and doesn't want the special treatment. Then finally, to close out Raw Talk, and this closes off the show pretty much, Roman Reigns slips onto the set, and then Roman Reigns says he is mentally excited but physically hurting. Renee Young brings up the rivalry between Roman Reigns and Braun Strowman. Then Roman Reigns puts over Strowman as a competitor and says the experience that will give him a better shot, says he now has the, he now has experience that will give him a better shot at Lesnar at WrestleMania. Reigns says he will be at Raw if Brock Lesnar wants to confront him. Reigns talks about Paul Heyman doing Lesnar's bidding for him and, for him to step aside and let the men handle it in the ring. Then Roman Reigns steals a line from the chubby Jewish man, as he calls him, and says it is not a prediction but a spoiler that he will beat Brock Lesnar for the WWE Universal Championship at WrestleMania 34. Like, we all know that's coming, and that's all your Elimination Chamber stuff right there. John says, all right, see you, T. I'm tired as fuck. See you at the Raw Review tomorrow. All right, thanks, John. Raw Review is coming tomorrow, guys, after Monday Night Raw. It'll start up at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and that'll be tomorrow night. But as far as Elimination Chamber, like I said, what did we have that was really good? I mean, Matt Hardy, Bray Wyatt, eh. Tag title match, eh. Ronda Rousey contract signing, everything became predictable, but, you know, we knew where they were going to kind of go. The women's chamber, Alexa won the title, wrong call. I don't think that match was anything special. The contract signing, like I said, was okay. The tag title match was a fucking complete waste of everybody's time. The only thing that was really worth it was the men's chamber match. But the men's chamber match, even though it was a good match, it was still the most predictable fucking match to lead us to a WrestleMania that I think I've ever seen in my life. And that just, you know, that was a real sour point right there. But, you know, like I said, the two chamber matches were decent. Plus, it was my birthday, and I had fun. I mean, I had a fun time watching the show. If I'm going to judge my experience, it would be a 10 out of 10. But honestly, the show itself, you know, take away the good times that I had tonight. I mean, when you look at the logic gaps, and then you take the WrestleMania build, which we did get some questions answered tonight, which is good, and the women's chamber match, the men's chamber match, also Asuka and Nia, it was alright, at least Asuka won, I was happy about that. Realistically, like I said, I give it a 10 out of 10, but realistically, the show probably deserves like a, I would say probably like an 8. You know, just for pure wrestling standpoint, good, but what I'm ranting about and bitching about is the storyline mostly. If you heard what I'm talking about, the storyline is what I'm bitching about the most. The wrestling action was good. It was decent wrestling action. So realistically, it should get an 8, but I give it a 10 out of 10 just because I had a lot of fun tonight. But hey, I could play favoritisms one night and have fun while watching some of them. But like I said, I can tell you that, you know, I just had fun tonight. But I could be realistic and say that the show is not as good as I think it was because I see all the gaps that they had in there. John says, oh yeah, and I give the show a 3 out of 10 just for two solid chamber matches, but everything else is just too predictable. Yeah, the predictability killed it, but the wrestling action was good. That was the whole thing. The predictability is what killed most of it, but the wrestling action I thought was fucking great. John goes on to say, oh shit, and happy birthday, T. Hope you enjoyed your day. But anyways, I'll see you tomorrow. Hey, see you tomorrow, John. And I'll see all of you tomorrow after the Monday Night Raw review. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And I'm sure Lisa's still here as well. And I want to say thank you, Lisa, for tuning in as well. But everybody else here, hope you guys enjoyed the show tonight. I'll be back with your Monday Night Raw review tomorrow night. So make sure you leave your likes, leave your comments, hit that subscribe button, and let me know what you thought about Elimination Chamber, all that good stuff. And I'll see you next time, and yes, there will be a next time. That's the Monday Night Raw review. And thank you guys for tuning in to episode number 92 of the Beyond the Ring with Big T Wrestling Podcast for, what's today's date? It's after midnight. That's why I got confused, but technically this was for Sunday, February 25th, 2018, episode number 92 of the Beyond the Ring with Big T Wrestling Podcast. I'm glad I got the review out of the way tonight. What I got left for the rest of the week, I'll tell you. I got Monday Night Raw, which, we're doing tomorrow. Then I got SmackDown Live, which I'll be doing on Tuesday night, along with Mixed Match Challenge and 205 Live, reviewed all rolled into one. That'll be Tuesday. Wednesday will be NXT review. And then I would venture to say probably right after the NXT review, I'll go right into some news and rumors. And then that'll probably be it for the week. So I'll do, I did tonight, and then I'll do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And then that'll be the rest of the content for the week. And then we'll start it all over again the next week. But we are officially on the road to WrestleMania 34, and it might be a bumpy one, guys. Lisa's in here. Yes, she still is. She says, always a pleasure. She says, you are the best. Always a pleasure hanging with you. You are the best. Always a pleasure hanging with you. Oh, I see what she did. She had one full comment and then two separate ones. Lisa, thank you so very much for being on here and being a part of the show. And always, listening what I have to say and listening to me rant and rave, and because I know I can go crazy at times, but you're always here to, show that support, and you really are a true fan of the show, and I really appreciate you more than you'll ever know. But I also do appreciate everybody else that comes on here and, joins in, and you leave your likes and, you comment, and it's good, guys. All of you guys are awesome. I just give Lisa a little extra props, like I said, because she's been here since day one when I sat in front of this computer and this microphone for the very first time, and she hasn't missed a single show. I can't believe it. She's like a hardcore, hardcore fan. But thank you very much, everybody. Thank you for the birthday wishes. Again, I really appreciate that. That meant a lot. So thank you for the wonderful birthday wishes. And Lisa says, you are very knowledgeable. Well, thank you, Lisa. I try to be. I try to give you guys as much knowledge and logic as I possibly can. And I'm just glad to hear that you're enjoying it. But again, guys, thank you so much for the birthday wishes as well. That definitely meant a lot to me and means a lot to me. And don't worry, I'll be back doing it all over again for you tomorrow night for Monday Night Raw. So that concludes. Let's see. Lisa says, shit, I've been here since the start. Yeah, you have been. You've been here from episode number one. So when I started up till now, and I know you've been here tonight since I started this show. You're the first one in. So, Lisa, you're always on top of the ball, and I appreciate that. And thank you so much again. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you all very much again. And I will talk to you guys tomorrow night for Monday Night Raw review. Hopefully we get somewhat of a decent show, but I don't know. I've been just on a rant and rave, kick lately. But we'll see what they do. We'll see. Monday Night Raw reviews coming tomorrow. SmackDown Live, Mixed Match Challenge 205 Live coming Tuesday. NXT and News and Rumors coming Wednesday, and that's your full week content. And this has been your Elimination Chamber review and results for this episode number 91 of the Beyond the Ring with, or episode number 92 of the Beyond the Ring with Big T Wrestling Podcast for Sunday, February 25th, 2018. And I'll see you guys next time. And yes, there will be a next time. That is the Monday Night Raw review, which will be coming your way tomorrow night at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time after Monday Night Raw. So that'll be fun. Lisa says, man, the years flew. They sure did, Lisa. They flew by, and you have a great night. And I'll look forward to seeing you on Raw tomorrow. So, guys, I'll see you next time for the Monday Night Raw review. And as always, hope you enjoyed Elimination Chamber. But I am Big T, and I will see you at the matches. Good night, everybody.